Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
And this is Texas State Network's high school football countdown to kickoff.
Again?
Hey, just when we thought we were gone, They did pull us back in, didn't they? So we're not on Fridays. Don't turn your radios off, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I know a lot of you are upset.
Not live on Friday because I don't know exactly when everybody plays what we're doing now.
What's that? What do you mean?
The pre-show that we're doing, the countdown to kickoff, because they play that before
But I'm just saying, like, you won't hear us Friday, though.
You won't hear us live.
Yeah. You won't hear let's put it this way. You won't hear the countdown. You won't hear the post game. You won't hear the wrap up, and you won't hear the scoreboard show.
Correct.
Or any of the whip around guests that we like to have on every Friday night with the folks from all across the state of Texas to check in with us and tell us all the good stuff that's going on. And I'll tell you what, if your team is made it to week 3, let's just give you a quick round of applause. Because obviously, you know, this is not for the faint of heart. And you and I have talked about this since we started doing this thing back in August. I mean, it feels like we've been doing this for about six months already. But what a week it's been. And again, if you survive those first two grueling weeks, let's be real. There's really been not a lot of upsets in the first couple weeks. And
not huge. Because I did my prediction sheet obviously weeks ago for who's going to be in my prediction, the final four and going to the finals. And there's three or four that have already gotten beat.
Outside of maybe a Gilmer, like Gilmer got beaten in round two.
Davenport
got beat. Absolutely.
San Antonio Piper. You know that type of thing.
Yes, but it actually, wasn't. Yeah, you're right.
So it wasn't like a Duncanville or a DeSoto went down.
No, and your Alitos are still playing. Yeah. Your Sintons are still playing. Wimberley's still playing. And I had a great conversation with Coach, but you'll hear that next week. You'll hear that next week, ladies and gentlemen. So shame on me. But shout out to Doug Warren. He took time out of his day-to-day to chat with us. And, technicalities, ladies and gentlemen. Technology, blessing and a curse, and then sometimes it's just operator error.
Well, and it's amazing when it works.
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, yeah. And technically, it did work today. Again, it just, my brain was a little quasi-functional. Because, I mean, let's call it what it is. I mean, it's Thanksgiving week. So, number one, let's wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, whether your team's playing or not. And for those of you, and Steve and I said this before the show, for those of you that are playing on Thanksgiving Day, for the winners, hey.
It's pumpkin pie, baby.
Man, put all the whipped cream on it, extra dressing, the whole kit and caboodle.
Yep.
For the losers,
well, you're trying on that basketball uniform is what you're doing. Yeah.
Well, and you know, maybe you're going to catch you'll have time to watch the Cowboys in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
sleep a little bit.
Yeah, you're going to want to sleep off whatever it is that you got going on today. So anyway, we want to give a big thanks, a happy Thanksgiving to everybody that's out there this weekend. Like I said, whether your team's playing or not, whatever it is, whether you're with family, friends, whoever it might be, we hope you have a wonderful Thursday and Thanksgiving week. And be safe on those roads, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? I mean, I'll say this. Of course, DFW, which is where we're located, ladies and gentlemen, not so crazy today. I will say it was smooth getting into the studio today. So, hey.
Unless you're flying somewhere, you better get there a couple of hours early. Because they're talking about this week.
Yeah.
Over 3 million people will go through the airports.
Ooh.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, luckily, we got two airports here in Dallas. We got DFW and Love Field, but still, nonetheless, it's a busy time of year.
Okay, I have to say this real quick, just because I did a story on it today. Don't drink and drive. Just don't do it. Because here's also, even if there's no accidents.
No one wins.
When you get pulled over this weekend, they have made an ordinance where if you say, no, I don't want to take the breathalyzer, they immediately
take you to jail.
Well, they get an affidavit and everything from the court where they will force you to take a blood test.
Oh, really?
Yeah, through the courts. Yeah, it's going down this weekend.
I did not know that.
Do not drink and drive.
Well, and look, we don't do that here on Countdown to Kickoff, but for all you TSN folks out there, you shouldn't either. So, Uber, hey, you know about Uber Eats, all right? I don't know if they'll take you home, but call the other Uber, and they'll take you home, all right? Hell, call Uber Eats when you get back, and then you can eat and soak up whatever you drink.
Uber Eats for Thanksgiving?
Sure you can.
Wow.
All right, what are some of the games we're looking at? Lots of them. Don't go anywhere. Steve Fred, Countdown to Kickoff continues next.
Back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
We'll do a couple 6A. Why not?
I'm sorry, did you say 6A?
We're going to do some 6A games here.
It sounded like you said 6A.
I did. Okay. I did. I'm glad you picked up on that.
Yeah. That's what I do.
That's exactly what you do. And I'll tell you what, and you know what? I mean, dare I say, I'm kind of bummed out we're not doing the show on Friday.
Well, I know. It's a lot
of fun. You know, because, the time is, you know, that last half hour is all, you know, because everybody's pretty much asleep by then.
I don't even remember that half hour.
Well, most of us don't. Most of us don't. But you could argue, it's round three, so all the games should be pretty good. But when you look at 6A, right, I mean, and we're going to talk about North Crowley and Capel in the North segment and get a little more knee-deep into that. And then, you got Duncanville and the Woodlands. Duncanville should handle their business in that one. The Woodlands should stick around for a quarter or two. But sticking with the east side of the state, you've got Katy and North Shore. Look, for as much that's being talked about with Duncanville and DeSoto, and rightfully so, trying to three-peat, okay, let's not forget North Shore has been the opponent both times.
Right.
Okay? Like, they've played Duncanville 2 years in a row. So while, you never want to be, unless you're the Buffalo Bills, nobody wants to be on that side of history, right? But you've got a hellacious matchup with North Shore and Katy. And then, of course, a game that I'm excited about. Why? Because they've got the Countdown to Kickoff mojo on both sides. Well, actually, three of these teams do. The North Shore's got it as they play Katy. And then you've got Fulshear and Atascocita, right? And Fulshear, they kind of run that physical, powerful style of football. Atascocita, they got a couple guys going to your alma mater, Baylor, as well. Then we go down to the Region 4 side of the bracket, and this is 6A Division 1 for those of you scoring at home. You got Lake Travis and San Antonio East Central, and then you've got Austin Westlake, which is a team I know you feel very good about as far as kind of how far this team can go.
Right, because out of that Division 1 6A, North Crowley on coming out of there is what I'm looking at. Duncanville, North Shore, Westlake.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got North Crowley coming out of that.
That's going to be a heck of a game on Friday.
That's going to be incredible. On my side, which would be 6A Division 2.
Yes, sir.
I've got Crowley, Denton, Guyer.
Okay.
That's one of the games. South Lake Carroll. You got Louisville, Hebron. You got DeSoto, Willis.
I'm calling that upset, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm calling that upset. I'm calling Hebron. Well, you know they're down two running backs.
Who?
South Lake Carroll.
No, okay. Well, then they'll throw the ball. I mean, there's more ways to skin those
there
cats.
There are, but I'm just saying.
It's not going to happen. If they were closer in dynamics, I would say, okay.
Look, would it be a monumental upset if Hebron upset South Lake? It absolutely would be. All right,
like a three-touchdown favorite.
Is that what they're at right now?
Yeah.
All right, we got a couple 4A, 5A to get to, and then we'll head over to the south side. Don't go anywhere. It's the Countdown to Kickoff. All right, welcome back in, Fred, Steve, Countdown to Kickoff right here on Texas State Networks. Do you want to give a shout out to all the Texas State Network affiliates that have been absolutely phenomenal all year long?
Absolutely. Out of the East, let's go all the way to Tyler, 92.1 FM, the team at KRWR, and out of Carthage, KGAS, KGAS-FM. KIVY out of Crockett. Love those guys.
That's our people, man. They did a fantastic job this
year. Absolutely. Madisonville, KMVL. And a couple more here. Out of Marshall, KMHT, AM, and FM. And then out of Sulphur Springs, KSST, Sulphur Springs. That's where the Wildcats are.
Okay.
Our buddy John Mark Dempsey doing a good job play-by-play right there.
Absolutely, they are. Real quick, taking a look at 5A Division I, LaPorte. I like them to come out, although that LaPorte A&M consolidated matchup is going to be a heck of a matchup as well. I'll tell you what, our guys over in Flower Bluff, I'll tell you what, and they beat Piper. By the way, guess what? Both Countdown to Kickoff mojo.
I know.
All right.
We got a lot more to talk about. I want to go back and visit some of this stuff.
No, we'll get back into some 6A talk as well, some 5A. A little bit of 4A, plenty to get to. Don't you go anywhere. Steve, Fred, Countdown to Kickoff right here on Texas State Networks. Don't you go anywhere.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Steve Randall, Fred Davis, Countdown to Kickoff. We are week three of the high school football playoffs. 1, 2, 3 weeks away, all right, from state championship games, which we're excited about, and we'll be there. Right? In some form or fashion.
I mean,
we're waiting on the credentials. Apparently,
we haven't got them yet.
Well, rumor has it they're doing a background check on you, and that's what's taking so long.
It was hilarious when I did call. They said, you called too early.
You did. You were trying
There's a window.
You tried to sneak it past them. I get it. Yeah. I mean, the less they know about you, the better. And I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you.
Aunt Agnes was the one that answered the phone, figured she would just put it through.
Agnes sounds like that kind of person, but apparently she's trying to do her job over there.
Not $30.
Well, we got time, though. We got time. All right, so we talked a little bit about 6A Division I. We've talked a little bit about 6A Division II. Like I said, you mentioned already a little bit about DeSoto and Willis, which I think, to me, looking at the games this weekend, like I said, you got, what, 1, 2, 3, 4? You got 8 games in every region, every division.
Trying to get them down to quarters.
Getting them down to the quarters, right? And I think it's safe to say that DeSoto Willis is the best game in 6A Division II this weekend.
That's going to send shockwaves, all the way through the bracket. Because who is Crowley going to play? Who is Denton Crowley going to play? South Lake, are they looking towards DeSoto? Are they looking towards Willis? Because if a Willis team can come in and snag a DeSoto when they're looking the other way,
that's going to
be huge in a bracket.
Oh, well, not only that, but I mean, now you're talking about a team that's playing with house. Now, I don't want to say they're playing with house money. You don't get to be 11-12-0 by dumb luck, right? I mean, that's a very well coached team. Oh, by the way, they both have the Countdown to Kickoff mojo. Let's not forget that. That's a very physical football team as well.
Well, and what I'm going to say too, because when you look at where they're actually placed in the rankings, they're both in the top 10.
Yeah.
And I honestly, and this is, and I've said this early on, that I believe DeSoto and Duncanville are both going to get beat, but I think there's chinks in the armor, and I think being a fourth seed for DeSoto, I think that's some of their history coming forward.
Yeah.
I don't think they're playing like a number four seed. And here's where I'm going with that. Because of the chinks in the armor, I think you're going to start seeing some of that now.
The only thing I'll say is this when it comes to DeSoto. When you look at their two losses, and I don't know that, I mean, you would have very little quibbling. You lost a shootout to North Crowley mm-hmm. in week two.
Right.
And then you lost to Duncanville, who has the best wide receiver in the state of Texas and a top five wide receiver in the country who's going to Oregon.
Right.
And then you've got Keelon Russell, mm-hmm. who is the best quarterback in the state of Texas, or, you know, we could argue top three, whatever you want to call it,
right.
and is going to Alabama. I just, to me, you know what they kind of remind me of? They remind me of Colorado a little bit, in the sense of they've just got you. When you have to, and you can, and in high school and college, you can get away with, as long as you got a good line and you give guys time to throw.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You can get away with having just two really, really elite players, and everybody else's. And again, let me make this clear. And we've talked to the guys all year long, whether it's been Greg Harris, Greg Riddle, whoever, Brad Harris and Greg Riddle.
Right.
And the Jackson DePasquales of the world. I mean, these teams are littered with D1 and D2 guys.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like that, and I think that's the only thing, and I'm with you. I think Willis, I think DeSoto can get got. It's just that I think Duncanville is going to be, although, look, they're going to match up with North Crowley in the semis.
It's going to be a great game.
I mean, either way, I mean, look, we're it's an embarrassment of riches right now in Class 6A. It really, truly is. I mean, the nice thing is, as we've talked about, the beauty of Class 3 is now everything's starting to come into focus.
And I think that game is going to be a single-digit game.
Which one?
The DeSoto Willis game.
When
it gets down to it.
You want to give a prediction in the next segment?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. You heard it here first. I just put Steve's feet to the fire. And whoever he picks to lose, I want you to send all the hate mail to Steve. Don't go anywhere. Countdown to Kickoff continues.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that, Kelly. Glad to have you guys back on board. That's Steve Randall. I'm Fred Davis. Countdown to Kickoff right here on whatever TSN affiliate, that's Texas State Networks, for those of you scoring at home, whatever TSN affiliate you might be listening to. Now, we'll get to some of the smaller. When we get to the other side, we'll get to some more of the smaller schools. I know some of you might be saying, well, you guys are only doing the big schools. A little bit.
Because they're big.
That's right. That's right. All right. So you've got DeSoto Willis,
right?
But you
that
are,
I'm
are,
having
are,
issues
okay,
with.
Okay. Are you gonna just put your money where your mouth is?
It's
say it with your chest, like the kids say.
I think it's going to be like 24-21. It's going to be extremely close.
Yeah.
I think they're going to score some touchdowns because they have that firepower. So you're getting probably three, maybe even four touchdowns.
Yeah.
But so is Willis.
What's the website that we like to use that gives us kind of the statistical, computer-generated, whatever nerd quotient they got going on here on that website?
Well, it's Jerry's Texas Football Ratings.
Okay.
It's a single guy, and he has a whole crew of nerds over there.
He's got his personal status on the website? You say he's a single guy?
He's a single guy. It's hard to believe, isn't it? I bet he wears glasses, too.
He's got pocket protectors and everything. My goodness. What a guy.
His date is this every Friday night. Yeah. So that's...
Or Thursday. And sometimes Saturday.
Well, and evidently I'm becoming that, too.
No, you're also a nerd. So that's okay. But we're nerdy like that. So there's nothing wrong with that.
So essentially, the spread is 9 points.
Which, I'll tell you what, by that... Again, and just to give the folks at home kind of a little peek behind the curtain, so he uses kind of what, like this?
It's an algorithm.
Okay, exactly. That's what I was looking
for. Because when you take everything into consideration, and that is points against,
points for, strength of schedule, the
absolutely.
Whole nine, yes.
You put all that in there, let the computer spit it out, and say, okay, if these two went head-to-head, What would it look like?
The model spits out a number, and so there's a 9-point difference. So
and technically, there's only an 8-point difference between what they're both actually rated. So you're talking a 4-team versus a 10 or 11 team.
And he's been pretty accurate all throughout the playoffs so far, hasn't he?
He's been accurate for 25 years.
Right. This is nothing new to him.
Yeah, exactly. So this gets you in the definite ballpark, but that of all the things in this particular bracket for 6A Division II, that jumps out at me. That's going to be an issue. That's going to be a game you want to pay attention to.
DeSoto Willis.
Yes.
All right. Steve's going to give you the definitive answer as to who wins that game. You said 24-21. Who you got? Tell you what, come back on the other side and we'll tell you exactly who Steve has. We'll run through a few more games. Half an hour left to go in the program. Lots to get to. We got some 4A and some 3A still to get to as well. Countdown to Kickoff continues next. All right, my mind's made up, and look, I'm easily persuadable in some cases, depending upon who's doing the persuading. So Willis and DeSoto locked up last year. They got beat around this exact same time a year ago, okay? So you had Willis got beat by DeSoto last year, 65-31, okay? That was their only loss of the year. Now, would it shock anybody if they lost? Their only loss? It's deja vu all over again.
They're undefeated.
It's deja. Look, they were 12-0 going into last year's game.
I know.
And they're 12-0 going into this year's game.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I talked to the coach, and I can't remember his name off the top of my head. I talked to a lot of coaches this year, but I talked to the Willis coach, and I asked him about that. And, you know, he said having that, and whether it was, you know, talking to him, talking to Coach Kenny Harrison from over at Summer Creek, who got boat raced. I can't remember who they got boat raced by. Was it DeSoto? Yeah, they got boat raced by DeSoto last year, too. But he said having that experience goes a long way, because now the kids aren't as shell-shocked going up against, especially when you've never made it to that point again, right? So with as what you alluded to already, Willis, this isn't new territory for them this year.
It's a burr under their saddle.
So who are we going with?
Yeah, I think.
Are we going with Willis? What are we doing? I'm with you.
Okay.
Are we going with him? Yes or no?
We're going with Willis.
We're going with the Wildcats, folks. We are going with the Wildcats. By the way, if anybody's got any hate mail, remember, attention Steve Randall, TSN Studios, okay?
After all you just said,
That's right. Anyway, lots more to get to. We'll do some 5A and 4A next. Don't go anywhere.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
All right, let's continue on talking all things Texas high school football. That's Steve. I'm Fred. We've already... So we've thrown a couple predictions out there. Steve and I are both on the Willis Wildcats bandwagon. No disrespect to Coach Mathis and those the DeSoto team. All right. Hey, and if they win on – here's the thing. If they win Saturday night, would we be – I'm going to give the scale of my prediction. Willis wins close or DeSoto blows them out? That's going to be the two results.
I like Willis for this when it's close.
Yes.
If DeSoto pulls it out, it's going to be 100%. It's going to be one play you just go, dude, did you see that?
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those plays.
Well, or do you think, you know, because look, they beat them 65-31 last year. What I wonder is this. DeSoto's played a tougher schedule.
Right.
All right. And again, Willis has played some good teams. Let's not get it twisted. All right. And I say they blew out the Woodlands. They actually only beat the Woodlands by a field goal. Outside of that, I mean, and again, I'm not hating on them for who they beat. I mean, look, they blew out Conroe 63-7. They beat the Woodlands 45-42. And Tomball is a good, not great football team. I told you, I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that we're talking about 16, 17-year-old kids in this case. I wonder if they were kind of, you know, looking ahead a little bit, knowing that, hey, if we win this game, we're playing DeSoto. So it might have been one of those situations where, hey, let's just get through this, which is exactly what they did. But I just wonder if DeSoto hits them in the mouth early, does this thing get away from them? That's the only thing I'm concerned about.
And once again, I'm always going to fall back on the program and the coaches and what have you preempted them for, where when they do get hit in the mouth, that they stand up
I wonder with this Willis team, because DeSoto's been punched in the mouth this year different times, right? Meanwhile, Anna, and we talked about this, I'm on Team Anna. I'm pulling for them to...
We're in 5A now.
We're in 5A D2, your hood.
Yes, my hood.
I've got them beating Lovejoy. All right, I've got Anna with the dub on, that game is on Friday at 2 o'clock. So,
and it's going to be close again.
It's at Melissa High School.
This is almost the same thing we just were talking about.
Same exact thing we were just talking about. This is a this could be the proverbial whoever has the ball last.
It could be.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they're both 9-3.
They're both
well coached.
Yes.
And so, you got a field goal difference between these guys.
And oh, by the way, these two teams played in week 3. And Lovejoy beat them 66-62, so they've both got film on each other. They both kind of know what to expect. I mean, I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be whoever has the football last. And the proverbial, and you know this, it comes down to you got to play clean football. Right. I mean, you can't turn the ball over. Weather, which, shout out to our boy Dan Brunoff. Looks like this weather this weekend should be, at least here in the DFW Metroplex area.
Cooler.
Be a little chilly, but as far as like there's going to be no precipitation. It's going to be crazy windy. So elements, which honestly, I'm okay with. I'm okay with the elements
That's
not being a
football.
Factor. Exactly. Right. Now, if you had rain let's slop it up a little bit. Okay, great. But the fact that there's going to be no real elements is just, hey, your team against my team, man on man.
It's fall football.
Boom, let's go. Right.
Yeah,
and so I'm looking forward to that. But I like Anna to exact revenge over Lovejoy this weekend.
I like Argyle over Prosper Walnut Grove. I like, we haven't talked much about them this year, but they've just been a mainstay. Dallas, South Oak Cliff.
We haven't talked much about them.
It's just like they're just a mainstay. You know they're just going to be over there. I think they're both 10-2. They're playing Marshall. It's they're pretty close in everything, every category. You can check the boxes. I think it's going to be like a two-touchdown difference between South Oak Cliff and Marshall.
And oh, by the way, so you've got a South Oak Cliff team that is 10-2 on the year. You know their only two losses? You ready for this? Duncanville and North Shore.
Everybody listens to
You know what I'm
them.
Saying? Let's just play the two teams that have played for the 6A state championship the last 3 years.
In a row.
Exactly. So no shame off of that. They pretty much rolled under the radar since those two losses,
exactly.
Right? And are doing what we expect out of South Oak Golden Cliff. South Oak Cliff Golden Cliff. All right, coming up next, more from 5A and 4A right here.
Back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Let's jump on over to 5A Division One. You and I were talking a little bit about it in the break, and of course, Aledo. They're doing Aledo type things. They've blasted through 63 and 59 points respectively, and it's just one of those deals where with Tascosa. Look, thanks for playing.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, God bless them kids.
Well, it's a 7-5 team, and as far as ratings in the entire state, I mean, they're barely cracking the top 40.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those.
This is a warm-up game.
Well, it's that.
If they're paying attention, and I'm talking about Aledo.
No, that's a well-oiled machine right there. I mean, I think they're going to put at least another 50-burger on them. And Tascosa's a nice story, right? That's one of those where you look back, and for the seniors on that team, hey, right. we snuck in at a district, and boom, here we are. And,
we went 3 weeks into the playoffs.
We went 3 weeks just to get boat raced by Aledo. So, you know what? And hey, it's after Thanksgiving, so you get, it's Black Friday.
You get to play.
That game's at 1 o'clock, so by the time you get beat, you can go watch Chiefs and Raiders.
That's
on Amazon.
And
you know what? We will do a formal apology on air next Wednesday if for some reason they win. Okay? Matter of fact, I'll do you one better. If they win, if they beat Aledo, I'll issue a formal apology on the show, and we'll get the Tascosa coach on.
And there'd be a moment of silence for me because that would be like one of
stunning.
Those
that would be the biggest upset of week three.
Like Miracle on Ice type thing, you know.
I don't believe what I just saw.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly. Heading on over to Region 2, you got Lone Star and Midlothian. I know you like Lone Star in this matchup.
Yeah.
But the game that I think could, like if you like offense, and who doesn't like offense, this Highland Park Reedy game, okay, I think is going to have plenty of offense. Highland Park, this is a team that, they dropped down from 6A, right? So they're 5A D1 this year. But they've been pretty much rock solid through the first two rounds of the playoffs. And then you got a Reedy team, which had to score, 28 unanswered points in the second half. They were down 45-21 at halftime, rattle off 28 unanswered. So, look, at the very least, these two teams can score. I like Highland Park in this matchup, but I wouldn't be surprised if Reedy gives them a run for their money.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be less than two touchdowns. I don't think it's going to be a blowout at all. You got an 11-1 Highland Park team versus a 10-2 Frisco Reedy. I think Reedy's a little better than what the stats are actually saying.
Right, right.
Especially after the points they put up last week mindset.
They're feeling exactly. You come back from down 24 and continue on.
Bring them on, baby.
Let's go. We got nothing to lose at this point. So, and real quick, Region 3, are we both in cahoots on College Station over Arlington?
Yes.
Okay.
And I like Flower Bluff over San Antonio Southwest.
Absolutely. And I'm going to say I expect LaPorte to pull one out in a close one over A&M Consolidated. They grind it out, and I think they continue to do that in week three. All right, more football coming up. Don't you go anywhere. It's Countdown to Kickoff right here on GSN. All right. Countdown to Kickoff continues.
It's football.
All right, we've given you some 6A stuff. We've given you some 5A stuff. Let's just venture on over real quick to the 4A folks. Looking at Region 1, I'll let you do that first.
What, Olympus?
I'll let you say that.
And Canyon West.
Because I don't feel like getting yelled
West
at.
Plains.
By the...
They're middle-of-the-road guys.
Yeah.
It could go either way.
We like Stephenville, though, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. Stephenville's, at least three or four touchdowns over Canyon Randall.
I know you're a big Sulphur Springs guy, and I'll tell you,
and that's where my heart is.
Yeah,
just because of our connections here.
Yeah, tell you what though, they're gonna have their hands full if they get past Alvarado, which we both agree they should. Correct?
No, I really don't. I don't think they're gonna win at all. I think Alvarado's gonna beat them. I think it's gonna be like a touchdown.
Sulphur Springs will get them all they can handle.
Yes, I do
saying.
Believe
okay.
it's gonna be a good fight.
I'm getting it confused with Salina because I know Salina. That's your squad.
The Salina and Aubrey.
That's your squad.
Well, Salina's they've been that way forever and ever.
Yeah.
And of course,
death taxes and Salina.
I've got some emotional ties there too.
Well, you just got emotional ties in general.
I'm just emotional in general. So,
you got emotional ties to that cup you got sitting over there too. So,
I've been sucking out of that.
Ties to the to
12
the,
seconds man.
To the turkey tomorrow. Where do we begin? Where do we begin? All right, we've got one left. Well, no, we've got three segments left, small ones, but you guys get what I'm talking about here. All right, more football, more predictions, and more Steve emotional ties. Don't go anywhere.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
All right, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, boys and girls. This is Countdown to Kickoff right here on Texas State Networks. All things radio, you know, whatever you guys are getting into for tomorrow. Now, real quick, before we wrap up this 4AD1 talk, you will be with family tomorrow, correct? Doing a little, doing some
eating. Yes, in the afternoon, because I'm going to be here in the morning. So
chances are the people that are listening on TSN right now, they're going to hear you again tomorrow. So if you haven't had enough of your fill of Steve tonight, more Steve tomorrow.
At least twice an hour.
At least. Never disappoints. Yeah. Never disappoints. All right. Well, I'd love to say that I won't be disappointing, but I'll be at the Cowboy game tomorrow. So,
all right, let's get back to the sports here that we're doing. Let's do that.
That's right. Kilgore, yes. Navasota. Yes. Hey, Navasota, thanks for playing. It's been real, but I expect Kilgore to dispatch them accordingly tomorrow.
At least three or four touchdowns, yeah.
100%. Chapel Hill, they got the shout out to my boy, Coach Reardon. Yep. And you know, it's good to see Chapel Hill because they had a little hiccup there in the middle of the year, incidentally, after we got out after the interview. But you know what? They've rebounded, and now they fight they play a stingy Stafford team. But
which is an 8-4 team.
Which is an 8-4 team, but I like Chapel Hill to prevail. This is a team that's been to the quarterfinals, the semifinals the last few years. They're no stranger to making deep runs. I don't think they're going to get past Kilgore, but I do expect them to win this weekend.
I agree with that. I think a couple of touchdowns there, an 18 versus a 36. So yeah. Even though their records are 9-3 and 8-4, it's going to be a slugfest, and eventually Tyler Chapel Hill is going to pull it out.
Dropping down to Region 4, Laverne and Calhoun. Any thoughts on that?
I would have told you, you know, earlier in the year, Lavernia would be the better team. Even though Port Lavaca is a 7-5, they're 13 in the state. Their ratings are pretty low. They're in the 150s. And this is literally going to like a 3-point game. It's going to be just a slugfest.
All right.
And the scores are going to be low. They're just going to beat the mess out of each other. Unfortunately, just to turn right around and whoever wins that, it's got to go up against the next one, Bay City and Corpus Christi Cal Allen. So
that's correct. I'm rocking with Bay City. Coach Jones. He chatted with us last week, so of course he does have the Countdown to Kickoff mojo. All right, jumping on over to 4AD2. We've got Graham and Glenn Rose, and then Ben Brook and Brock. Anything out there that tickles your fancy?
Yeah. Brock, they're just studs beyond belief. They're going to beat Ben Brook by two or three touchdowns.
Okay.
Graham, they're studs. They're going to just beat the mess out of Glenn Rose.
Thanks for playing, Glenn Rose.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sealy Gatesville over in Region 3. I like Sealy in this matchup.
I do too, but I like them only by a touchdown or so, because you got an 18 versus a 19, a 9-3 versus a 7-5. So I think it's whoever's going to make the play.
Yeah,
you know, in the game, and it very well could be a, you know, field goal.
Well, and this
interception,
was
whatever.
And here's the thing too: like, this was a close game. Gatesville scored two touchdowns in that last quarter against Columbia.
Yeah, exactly.
So you know what I mean. But I do like Sealy in this one. Then you got Silsby and La Vega.
Waco La Vega.
Uh-huh. You know, my heart, I'm going with Silsby. All right, I covered Silsby once upon a time when I used to work for the Beaumont Enterprise way back when. So I'm rocking with my Silsby Tigers.
Unfortunately, Waco La Vega is number 3 in the state, and they're, even though they're both 9-3,
it's a different 9-3.
It's a different 9-3.
Not all 9-3s are equal.
And so I think two touchdowns, Waco La Vega over Silsby.
All right, I'm not mad at you for that one. Okay. Wimberley and Cuero, I like Wimberley in this matchup. Wimberley is battle-tested.
Yeah.
Younger team than they've had in the past, okay? And again, this is a semifinal team. Heard great stuff from Doug Warren. Wish you guys could have heard it too, but hey, don't worry. Trust me when I tell you, he's ready to go.
But down in the next bracket over, Sinton versus
Oh, that's Sinton all day, every day.
Sinton and Wimberley, when they meet in the quarterfinals, that's going to be a matchup.
I think that could be the team that wins your state championship.
Absolutely.
Right there as well. A couple more segments left. Don't go anywhere. Steve, Fred.
to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Shame on me. I'll tell you why. Because I gotta recant something I said in 4AD2. I forgot to look at Region 2. I said Sitton and Wimberley, whoever wins that game in the quarters is going to go to the finals or will win the state championship. And then I forgot. Wait a minute. I forgot about Carthage on the other side. Coach Surratt going for immortality as he would be the winningest state championship coach of all time in the state of Texas. If he were to win his 10th state championship with his son at quarterback, Jet Surratt. So, but again, hey, look, Wimberley, Sinton, and Carthage all have the Countdown to Kickoff mojo. So at the very least, Steve Randall, we will be represented. But let's put it this way. Whoever wins between Wimberley and Sinton will represent that side of the bracket against Carthage, because I just don't think Carthage are getting stopped.
I kind of agree with you.
They got beat 20-15 by Kilgore in week one, and they have been beating the brakes literally off of everybody ever since. Shout out to our guy Larry Allen over there at KGAS doing yeoman's work. All right, real quick, going over to 3A Division 1. You got Vernon and Shallow Water. You got Jim Ned and Paradise. Oh, that's going to make up your Region 1 matchups.
Yep.
You got Liberty, Ilo, and Winsboro, and Malakoff and Jefferson. Yeah. Malakoff, I mean, again, death taxes and Malakoff beating the brakes off of everybody. Heading over to Region 4, you got Goliad and what is that, Lano,
uh-huh.
And then Edna and Randolph squaring off. And then finally over in Region 3, Yoakum, a.k.a. the Dwight Yoakums, and Columbus, which Columbus is a tough out. And then Franklin and Hitchcock. Anything that jumps off the page to you, sir?
Yeah, in fact, I can be real quick. Shallow Water's going to beat Vernon.
Okay.
We've got Jim Ned's going to beat Paradise. Winsboro, now some of these are going to be close. Winsboro is going to beat Texarkana. Malakoff, obviously, is going to beat Jefferson. Columbus is going to beat the Dwight Yoakums. And
They probably will, won't they?
Yes. Mm. Hitchcock will beat Franklin. That's a 3-6. It's going to be a great game. So it's like a touchdown and a field goal difference.
Okay.
Lano is going to lose to Goliad.
All right.
And Edna's going to just beat the mess out of Randolph.
That hurts my heart.
We're talking 30-something points at least.
Wow.
Yeah.
You think so, huh?
Oh, yeah.
God, that hurts my heart.
Yeah.
That hurts my heart.
They're 12-0, man.
Who is Edna?
And they're number two in the state.
That's not an accident. You know what? I'm pulling for Randolph though. Why? Because my elementary school is Randolph. Different one. All right, that's going to do it for 3AD1. We will put a bow on this program coming up next. We hopefully you've enjoyed it, because I know we certainly have. We'll run through 3AD2 just real quick when we come back. You got the Canadians of the world. You got the Walls of the World, Tidehaven, Tolar, Gunter, lots to get to. The Pope Pirates, and don't forget about my boys over at Furio. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. Well, you guys know how we do on Countdown to Kickoff. We normally have coaches' interviews, and normally we do, but this week with a lot of the schools being out this week, right?
They're spending time with their families.
They're spending time with the families. Schools are closed, and so, we reached out, but hey, you know, they've got lives too, so we're not mad at them. Real quick.
Now we're just talking about them.
All right, Canadian, I'm just gonna run through these real quick. You tell me who you like. Canadian, Idaloo.
Canadian.
Littlefield, Wall.
Wall.
Okay. Dangerfield and Newton.
You jumped a whole lot.
I sure did.
Newton, I like them.
I like them as well. Woodville and DeKalb.
So we went back up.
I did. I'm all over the place.
I like Woodville.
I like it. Tolar and Holiday.
Holiday.
Gunter and Jacksboro.
Gunter.
Van Vleck and Tidehaven.
Tidehaven.
Poth and Lexington.
Lexington.
Poth. All right. Poth.
I know.
He's got the Countdown to Kickoff mojo. Yeah. Poth, he joined us earlier this year, so I got to give him some love for that. Ultimately, look, we are looking forward to a great weekend of games. We wish everybody the best. This is going to be a lot of fun this weekend. You're with your family on Thursday, and then you got football on Friday and Saturday, a full slate of college football on Saturday, but high school full to the gills. And again, these are a lot of good football teams we're going to be seeing this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Going to be a lot of fun. It's the greatest week when you're talking high school football.
It absolutely is. Yep. It absolutely is. So look, we won't see you guys on Friday. Good luck to everybody this weekend, and we'll see you next week.